Okay, so before we get started, I have a text message to send.
Who are you texting?
Well, that's what this story is all about. That's what today's episode's about. What is today's episode about, Sam? Welcome to Unfit.
By the way, in case you got lost and you landed here, welcome to Unfit, a healthy-ish podcast. Today we're talking about confidence.
Yes, so. Did you hear that?
You know I can edit that sound in later.
But I want it to be authentic.
I want it to be organic.
I want it to be organic.
Organic, okay. And cage-free.
That's a double text right there.
She wants it.
I'm so confident.
Okay, why don't you tell us who you're texting?
Well, I think we have to back up a few steps before we jump into the story.
All right.
So this past weekend, where did we go, Sam? What did we do?
We went to Allie, myself, and two of our friends, Belen and Casey, went skiing and snowboarding at Killington Mountain
in Vermont. Because we are high class, high society, New England hoes.
And we shred the fucking gnar, okay?
This is what I love about Vermont so much. It's affluent New England people. And people from the city. A lot of people we met there from the city, as we are.
Killington specifically is much closer mountain to New York City than a lot of the other ones. So
juxtaposed with your Vermont hippies and then dudes who just like to shred. Like Jake Burton, RIP, we miss you.
Dudes anyway. Who like that fresh pow.
So, needless to say, it was a wonderful weekend. We got a couple friends up on skis. For the first time.
First time in a while.
I am a skier. I wouldn't call myself a great skier. I feel like I did very well. Got better.
I think you did great.
Yeah. I mean, comparatively.
I mean, that's a good point.
I was like ready to go. And they're like, okay, let's get down these little paths.
They got to get their warm-up runs in, you know? On Friday was our first day and everyone took a lesson. So Allie and I took like a adult, regular, like.
Yeah, they like split you up based on your
skill level.
Yeah.
And so I took a snowboarding lesson. I had taken one maybe a year, like literally a year ago from that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then Belen and Casey took the learn to ride or learn to ski beginner lesson.
Which I have to get out there and do it.
Oh my God. this is what we're going to talk about in a little bit. It's very nerve-wracking to be doing something so new for either the first time or the first time in a while.
At an age when you know that you're kind of past your prime.
Either past your prime, you know it's going to hurt. You know that it's going to be uncomfortable.
And you know you have to go to work on Monday.
And you know you are probably going to suck at first. Like, how many times as adults do you really put yourself out there and do something that you're just completely terrible at?
But it's so liberating. It's so liberating once you build up a little confidence, which we eventually got to and had such a fun day that we got home very late on Sunday.
Yes. Anyway, so we go to Vermont and in Vermont. In Killington, there is one
hot nightclub, a single nightclub.
They call it best nightclub on the mountain. They don't tell you that it's the only nightclub on the mountain. And it is called
the Pickle Barrel Fight Club.
It's called the Pickle Barrel Nightclub, but we did see a small, quick little 1-2 punch fight breakout, and I literally saw the security guard stage dive because there was a band performing that night off the stage and tackle this guy. And
but it was wonderful. There is nothing I love more.
It became Pickle Barrel Fight Club in that moment, and that's why we call it that. Anyway,
there's nothing I love more than nightlife in a small ski town. Because it's like everyone's been working out all day. And also just when you're skiing or snowboarding, it's like you're part of this elite club that does this cool thing that only some people are capable of. So you know everyone's fairly athletic. They got a good workout in today on the slopes.
So everyone's like super dehydrated.
Good vibes are going. No one's dressed up trying to be too fancy.
That's one thing that I really liked about it. I mean, there were some people. There's always a couple people, of course. But
yeah,
everyone's
but not
very
really.
Casual.
I mean, it is not. You cannot compare it to going out in New York.
Oh, no.
At
definitely
all.
Not.
I mean, we were wearing snow boots and jeans. And, you know.
Sweaters, yeah.
Drinking Bud Light. Like, when in New York do we go out and order a Bud Light? I love beer, but I'm not.
For me, never.
Not the New York thing to go out and order a domestic beer.
Only at Public House.
Only.
And it's Labatt.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's part of the thing, too. You can't get Labatt everywhere around these parks. So anyway. Okay. So obviously, I'm in my prime. I'm on the prowl. I'm working all the boys in this bar.
Every 10 minutes, I would turn around because, like I said, there was a band performing. So we're mostly watching the band. And then every 10, 15-ish minutes, I turn around. Allie's talking to a different man in a different part of the dance floor. He's got his arm around her shoulder. I'm just like, what's going on here?
Well, you know, you got to evaluate the crowd, the bunch. Give everybody a fair shot.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, so guy number one, he was actually fun, but maybe couldn't quite keep up with me. Like, he was a little quirky.
That's why I was wondering how he disappeared so fast.
Yeah, I think I was just like, oh, I'm going to go dance with my friends, meaning, like, follow me. Maybe, you know, this is the challenge in me finding somebody. Right. Is like, they got to be able to dish
it. They got to keep up.
Yeah. And he didn't, and so he just kind of disappeared.
Okay.
And then the band started, and then we were dancing, and that's always when I find, you know, prime real estate up at the front of the stage. And after their first set, I took a quick bathroom break, and the soldier who...
Oh, I forgot. Wait, there's so many people. I forgot about him.
They were... The band was literally shoving shots down this guy's throat. Like,
some guy told one of the singers that it was this guy's...
He was home. He was like,
So I thought it was going to be his birthday or something. But no, they're like, this guy's a soldier.
He was clearly home from deployment and out with his buddies and letting loose. And they were letting him let loose.
Oh, my God. At first, you know, I'm standing next to this guy at the front of the stage just dancing. And I don't know that about him. Every time he took a swig of a drink, it was like how Dana B does, like, the beer where he pulls it, like, really far from his mouth. So I'm getting, like, a little bit of beer on my shoulder here and there. No big deal. And then as soon as the band is like, this guy's a soldier, I was like, oh.
I love how they said soldier, too. Like, not he's in the army, not he's a Marine, he's a soldier.
So they're like, thank you for your service, let's take a shot. And so they pour him a shot, he takes it. We didn't quite get his name, so we just called
him. No. Well, I thought he said Shane, but I think I'm wrong.
I thought he said
Jake.
Because,
yeah, we were debating this.
So we're like, is it Jake
or
Shane?
I don't know. I just kissed him twice.
He still didn't tell me.
But yeah, so he kind of grabbed me as I was going to the bathroom at one point and, you know, classic boy line, said, you're really pretty.
So you agree. You think you're really pretty.
And I was like, I know. And then I kind of did like this, the sly dance away. Like, I'll come back for you.
Peace the fuck out.
And then obviously as I saw him and his group leaving, I was like, well, and now's my chance. So I just went up and talked to him a little bit more. And then he kissed me, and then he kissed me on the cheek, and then I kissed him again. And then that was that. And he was gone, which was sad for him.
For the rest of the night, I'm like, where's Soulja Boy? You!
Which was sad for all of, minute and two tequila shots. And then I remembered that there was this other cute boy on the dance floor.
Completely forgot about him. Done. You're gone.
There was this other cute boy on the dance floor who I kept making eye contact with earlier in the night. And I thought, well, now it's settled. That's who I have to go after. Now, to back up, because there's multiple storylines here, I don't want to get each boy confused.
Got to give each person a fair shot.
So we'll
succeed as a character in the pod. That was Soulja Boy.
So during the band's first set, I'm up close and personal. I am hyping him up. And this guy next to me, who was very tall.
Very, like, made me feel
really
short.
Really tall. We're talking 6'5".
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
And I'll tell you why I know it was 6'5".
Roster?
Yes! and he's, like, just feeding off my energy. He's, I don't even, I was too drunk to remember specifically what I said, but he just kept, you know, go girl, or you're like the hype woman, groupie, whatever. I don't know. He was loving it. I'm like breaking it down and he's breaking it down next to me and we're having a good time. But I can tell that he's like a little bit older than I am. Cute, but older.
But like some forehead wrinkles, like might be 30. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's fine.
We just conveniently don't know. Standing directly behind him is a seemingly shyer, little bit cuter,
seemingly younger,
little bit shorter, but he's 6'5", so what is somebody so, shorter?
Yeah, that's yeah. not short. That's still
but
tall.
Like basically this guy's twin, just like a little bit more me.
So I start calling them the Winklevoss twins because they're super white, super tall, and they look almost the same.
Mm-hmm.
AKA Winklevi for plural.
Yeah. So his brother, obviously they're brothers. I'm like, yes. They look like twins. They're not. They're
they must be brothers. Related. They're yes. brothers.
Mm-hmm. So I am breaking it down with the broski with full intentions of eventually going after the younger brother. And I'm just kind of like looking back every so often and making eye contact and making sure he's looking.
You're
like, and
I know you're still here. I'm still looking.
Yeah.
Up for you.
But I didn't make any sudden moves. So when Soulja Boy left.
Because what about Soulja Boy? You.
I was like, perfect.
You're like, perfect timing. Mwah. I will see you never.
I mean, truly, that is exactly what I did.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, I have to go after this boy now. And I went right up to him and I put my hand out and I said, hi, my name's Allie. He goes, I can't say this with a straight face. He goes, my name's Brody, but you can call me Brode. And I said, no, I will not. But anyway,
no,
we get talking. He's cute. We have some things in common. Enough to banter for the evening. Dance a little bit. The band comes back on stage. He buys me a beer. We're shaking things up. The guy in the Britney Spears t-shirt, who apparently wasn't gay, was mad that I didn't want to dance with him.
Another suitor lost in the dust.
He kept going, are you really with this guy? And I'm like, no.
Like came with
he's like
guy?
Why won't you dance with me? Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I love the Britney Spears t-shirt, but you are wearing a Britney Spears t-shirt.
You're like, I just came to give you a compliment on yeah. the shirt and I'm out.
But yeah, this guy, he was a lot of fun. And at the end of the night, he was staying at a ski in ski out lodge,
which if you haven't been skiing or snowboarding before, that is the goal of where you would want to stay. That's as close to the mountain as you can get.
Well, you're on the mountain. You're at a place where you can just jump on a trail.
And yeah, you just jump on a ski
lift.
Ski
in and ski out of the chalet.
You open your back door onto the balcony and there is a chairlift waiting for you right there.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, can you imagine just like sitting in the hot tub watching all the hot boarders just go by? I mean, what a dream.
Just watching them shred,
so,
man.
So Sam's year. Doing this thing where she wants to leave.
Doing this thing. Can I just butt in here for a second? So meanwhile, Allie's finding, I don't know, 80 men to like possibly bang that night. I have the same one guy who wasn't that cute. Coming
Sam,
up to me.
You could have had the other Winklevoss.
I don't want a Winklevoss.
It would have worked out wonderfully because you're a couple inches taller than me.
Can you imagine? We're like, KCB, you guys are on your own. We got to go take care of.
We could have all easily.
Take care of business here.
Yeah, we had options. I was just putting myself out there.
Yes, of course. Which, you know. Back to the confidence thing. We will get back to that eventually.
Right,
Allie Chilton's got an abundance of that. Anyway, mm-hmm. I have the same guy coming up to me. And I don't have a problem with being approached. I have a problem with being approached multiple times by the same person with the same question. So this guy, and it was so funny because our friend Tom came out.
That's why you just have to hit him with a hard question back and just
like
see
what?
How they respond.
Well, wait, let me finish here. So
yeah.
This guy keeps coming up and he's like, so what are you doing here? And I'm like, I mean,
like everybody else, I was on the slopes today, and now I'm having a beer.
I came to snowboard with my friends who are skiers, and we're just hanging out. He comes up 10 minutes later. So, like, what are you doing here? And I go, what? Giving him a chance to possibly, if he wants, change his question and ask me something different. And I just say, I'm here on a girl's trip. We're skiing. Yeah. And now we are drinking. He comes up a third time and does the same thing. And our friend Tom came, who lives in Burlington, and he came out to visit us while we were there. And he was like, wow, it is so interesting to see this from the other side. I was like, do you see how annoying this guy is being, Tom? Like, what the hell? Anyway, so meanwhile, I was getting ready to leave because homeboy would not stop asking me what's up.
It's just, I like hit my prime and she wants the night to end.
Because you can keep going up and up and up until four, and I just
in Buffalo hours, that was my prime. I mean, that was what, like 1:30 in the morning?
I remember your birthday party.
So,
in Buffalo.
So I go to Sam. I say, Sam.
I can't believe you asked me this.
Would you drive my skis up the mountain to a chalet in the morning? And she said no.
I said no.
I just want to say, if the roles were reversed, not only would I have said yes, but I would have been supportive and encouraging. I would have been like, please go. I'll bring you breakfast.
I'll bring you French toast and special bread.
I'll be there in the morning cooking waffles.
I'll be there in the morning with bacon. Oh, how was your night,
Sam,
guys?
Sam says no, and I'm heartbroken.
I'm sorry.
I mean, just tell me why. Just explain yourself a little bit, just for the listeners.
I'm sorry. I was just so exhausted. I really didn't think we were going to be out that late.
Okay.
You got to remember, when you go skiing and snowboarding, we took our lesson that Friday, because that was Friday night. We took our
lesson
that day.
You are paying a lot of money, so you do want to make the most of your time.
And
which is why it would have made sense to have had my skis there early.
The lifts close in Vermont, and a lot of other mountains do this too. They close at 4 when the sun starts to set. There's no lights on the mountain. So you get up. We were up at 7 o'clock in the morning, started skiing at 9:30 was the lesson. Went the entire day.
We skied for 8 hours. I've never done that.
That's like crazy. Took a quick break, went right back out. And so when we, here's the reason why I was so tired, because I took a nap and I can't nap. I shouldn't have done it.
All right, you're dragging this out. You were tired. You didn't want to entertain my antics. So I'm like, so torn. But like, I can't snowshoe down this mountain tomorrow morning, just hoping for the best. So I got to go back to Broad and say I'm
back
sorry, but I'm leaving.
Sorry, my asshole friend is pulling me away from you, Broad. You and your brother. So hot.
That's what I love so much about the whole duo situation, is whenever he would step away to go to the bathroom, buy me a drink, like just take a break for a second.
Just keep sending one of them to get you a drink.
The brother would like hype me up. That's what I need. I mean, you know me, I'm attracted to someone who has people around them who clearly love them, care about them, yes, say they're a good person, mm-hmm, which is why I went after Soulja Boy, who had all of his men they're vouching for him.
This
and
guy had
like
a group of 8 people around him at
all
times,
and
pouring shots into his mouth.
and then the Winklevoss twin.
The Winklevi.
So he was sad to see me go. He asked me not to. And just like I let the Soulja Boy leave, I said, no, I have to go. And I gave him a couple kisses. At some point, he put his...
Wait, what is this? I just gave him a couple kisses.
Well, yeah, because, you know, there's one kiss, and then it's like, is that going to be it? Are you going to go in for more? You kind of, like, challenge them.
Okay. See, I didn't see any of the kisses for either of these guys.
Yeah.
I missed Soulja Boy. I missed the Winklevi. Damn it.
He did put his number into my phone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we left. Ugh, I wish this was a little bit juicier, but I left. We left.
Sorry, that's my fault.
And I did text him, and he did sort of, he wasn't overly persistent, but he was like, oh, we should meet up on the mountain tomorrow.
See you on the slopes, babe.
Yeah, and I just never really responded after that because I wasn't sure where you guys were going to be at. I didn't quite know the mountain well enough to be like, let me climb up. And
the mountain is huge.
So, yeah, I never texted him. And then on Monday night, I was telling this story to my roommate. I didn't really know. I knew bits and pieces about him. I hadn't looked him up. I didn't really care to look him up. But I'm telling Taylor this, and then all of a sudden in my head, I'm like, I wonder what his deal is. Like, I don't know. Let me just...
Yeah. What is he like when he's, like, not shredding the fresh pal?
I'm not the crazy person. I wasn't immediately on an Instagram trying to find him. But a couple days later,
that's what I would be doing head, at the
I'm
bar.
Like, hmm. So I know three things about... I don't know his last name. I know his first name. I know what state he lives in. Mm-hmm. And I know where he works. So
wait,
I,
you knew where he worked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's a very general company that is in a lot of different places.
Got it.
So I didn't necessarily have a lot of hope. Oh, I thought that was going to be.
Continue. Continuing on.
So I typed him into Google and I get a name on LinkedIn. Didn't want to click on the LinkedIn profile.
Well, you know. Yeah. You gotta have your privacy.
So I put it into Facebook. Comes right Boom. Up. There he is. Click Got on him. The photo. Oh, there's a nice, pretty blonde girl in the photo. And oh, it looks like that might be his girlfriend. Ooh, it says in a relationship for the past 5 years.
Ooh, lost another one there.
And I thought, oh, now I'm really mad that I didn't do the ski of shame.
But what about
the shred of shame? Let me correct myself.
You're just like shoop, shoop, shoop down the mountain in last night's like sweater and ski boots and jeans.
Yeah.
What about the other brother, though?
Other brother, married child.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Young child. Like.
So that was never going to work.
That's then. Why they were letting loose for sure.
Ah.
Mm, yeah. But I mean, I'm flattered because this boy was pretty beautiful, I think. What do you think, Sam?
I
mean, maybe it's just my typical type.
I think we just have different types, which is honestly preferred. I would think it would be more annoying if like all of the girls in our friend group liked the same kind of guys. I did not think that he was so attractive.
He's hot. Did you look at the pictures that I sent you?
I did not look at all of the pictures. I did watch the video.
He has a six pack. Oh, he's a baseball player. Well, pitcher. Yeah. Like, obviously.
You could.
Obviously, I can pick a picture. a picture out of a bunch.
Mm. I think that he was the kind of guy you could absolutely tell right away that he had a nice body.
Oh, yeah. Six
but
full show.
Yeah, I don't. Sometimes I don't know. I find myself sometimes fooled by: are they cute? Or are they just taller than me?
Mm, yes. So that's why I can tell you he was 6'2", and his brother was definitely 6'5".
Damn.
So
you texted him.
So I texted him. We'll see if he texted. The text was a test. I wanted to see because, as I said, I was so flattered that he was trying to get me to come home with him, as he has a beautiful girlfriend.
She's very pretty.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, maybe I'm better than I thought I was.
Zion. You look in the mirror the next morning. Well, ooh, shit, I'm sexy. Oh.
So this was going to be a test to see if he would text me back. It's been a couple days, so like maybe not. But I'm cool.
Yeah. I was joking before, like, oh, what if the girlfriend together. What if the girlfriend picks up the phone and is like, excuse me,
I'd be
who
like,
are you?
Yeah, your boyfriend kissed me. Well, no, I would
You'd be like,
dumb.
Hey, girl.
Be like, hey, girl. I mean, I would tell her. I did nothing wrong. I did not know I mean, in that moment.
You didn't know and he didn't tell you. And this is why you can't trust men.
Yeah, but I don't know if I really
just kidding. I mean, you make out, whatever. Who cares? A little dance floor make out.
I mean, we're in Vermont. He was not from anywhere near Vermont.
No.
So, and I mean, the brother clearly liked me and wanted it to happen. That's like the kicker in the situation.
The brother's like, shit, I got a kid at home.
Yeah. Oh, it was so fun.
Wow. What a time.
Brode
in the Pickle Barrel Fight Club.
Maybe we'll catch him on some other slopes someday.
then you'll have to ask your best friend, hey, can you drive my gear to
it's just like the something ski in, now ski it's out. Just it would have been such a good like in the moment I'm like, I'm kind of drunk, fine, Sam doesn't want me to, maybe it's the right thing that I leave now, I'll see him tomorrow, blah blah blah, but now I'm like, oh, it would have been such a good story, and like, when is that opportunity ever gonna come up again? I mean, it's a life goal of mine now.
I think it will come up again.
You think?
Not, maybe not with Brode. Sorry. But I also was under the impression that you were going to see him the next day because we had another two whole days.
Right.
So I was like,
I just don't want to be too clingy.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. I was kind of more like, oh, maybe he'll text me, and then he didn't.
Yeah.
I regret nothing except not doing the ski of shame. The shred of shame. Oh, oh. Yeah. So if anybody's ever done that, I would love to know. Or just any...
What was it like? Tell us everything.
Or just any scandalous ski stories. Because I feel like they might be hard to come by, but people get creative.
I feel like there's a lot of like hot tub sex at these ski resorts.
Yeah, that's not really what I'm... Like, what's the most scandalous thing that's ever happened on the lift?
On the lift?
Yeah. I just want to know if it's ever been done.
That scares the thought of that actually terrifies me. I listened to a recent episode of Girls Gotta Eat with Matthew Hussey. I love Matthew Hussey, and he is a relationship expert. He wrote a book called Get the Guy, and he talked in this episode about how you have to think of confidence instead of it being a light switch that you flick on. Oh,
oh, that's not it.
Damn. Right. This whole episode we're going to be like.
Yeah.
It's not a light switch that you flick on and off. It's a muscle that you have to work out all the time.
That's why you go after three boys in one night, because one of them will hit. My practical advice would be to put yourself out there, to talk to people in the flesh, especially in a situation like that. But I think it's in most situations, unless you really live in a small town. Every time you go out, you have the opportunity to meet somebody new. And oftentimes, if you don't take that opportunity, they're going to pass you by.
You miss them.
And you'll never see them, meet them again. So to me, I mean, this is why I have FOMO the way that I do. It's just, I think to myself, if I don't go talk to this person, they're gone. And who knows? They could be the love of my life.
Mm.
Or a good friend. I think I've made a lot of good friends just doing that.
Were you always like that?
No. And I only want to be more outgoing. That's why I always say I want somebody who's very social, mm-hmm. and almost challenges me to be more outside of my shell. I mean, I think some people might argue that I have been, but I feel like it's always been more, I don't know, me trying to prove to myself that I'm not shy or that I'm not. It's more of like an internal struggle,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so scared of being one thing that I have no choice but to do the other. You know, I'm so scared of being, I don't know, of missing an opportunity or not having fun or not putting myself out there. Like, I think to be I'm very scared of being stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's why it's just kind of balls to the wall.
Is there like, can you identify like a moment where you think that changed when, because you say like, oh, you weren't always this way?
Maybe, I wouldn't say it was a single moment. Maybe going to college. This is what's coming to my mind. I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but this is kind of where my head is. Yeah, you're in this environment that's kind of uncomfortable. You're trying to make friends with people. But it's sort of awkward. You don't know anything about that, you know?
Good example.
And I guess I've just I've realized over time in situations like that, when you're new and fresh and you don't know anybody, you can stand in the corner and not get to know anyone and be forgotten. But what I've always appreciated, and this is definitely like a part of the reason why we became friends and how we became friends, is someone who's outgoing enough to say to the shy person or anybody, you know, ask them about their day, about their life, about whatever. And I'm not perfect. I'm not what I want to be. I mean, you know, you still have like those awkward relationships at work where you know people, but you don't really know them. And do they know your name?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so it's just something I kind of challenge myself every day to reach beyond that. And what I admire so much about outgoing, kind, fun people is their ability to transcend that. So I just want to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like definitely the first 2 to 3 weeks of college is a perfect example of like, if you don't just throw yourself off the deep end, you just miss everything.
Right.
Like you could miss your best friend could be living mm-hmm. right next door to you and you never know.
Honestly, it could be meeting you and seeing, because you had this wonderful friend group that you adopted me into. I'm proud to say we're all very tight to this day.
We are.
But you had been having so much fun with this group of people before I met you. And I had a couple of close friends, but I wasn't doing college the way I wanted to probably before that. Yeah. But I don't think I come across as a scared person ever.
No, definitely not.
But I do everything that I do out of fear.
Really?
Yeah, really. Like when I explained to you the other week about how I get really frustrated when I see things in my friends.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's because the things that they're doing that I'm frustrated with are what I'm most afraid of.
Interesting. This is going deeper than I thought, and I like it.
Yeah, I kind of thought that might be a conversation for a different episode.
I think we could totally go off on a tangent and talk about that completely separately. And maybe that's mm-hmm. what we do next week. But yeah, that's really interesting. I do feel like I play that game with myself sometimes of how quickly can I throw myself out there and see if I can get this person to like me or to respond.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know, in those situations, be it trying to make friends, trying to find people like you, trying to find a relationship, it's a pretty quick test.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to somebody for, I mean, sometimes just a few seconds and you know, okay, I like A, B, C thing about them to continue this conversation, or the way they just responded to me is totally not how I fly, and so I'm going to move on to the next person.
Right.
But, you know, then you never regret not doing that.
And it's just overcoming.
Again, what I'm scared of, I'm so scared. Like, nothing makes me more mad than, like, looking at a guy across the bar and thinking he's so good looking and should I go talk to him, and then I don't. And then the next day I wake up and I'm like, why? Like, literally why? So.
Yeah. It's just overcoming that fear or anxiety for 3 seconds in the moment it takes. You almost have to remove the moment between you deciding, I think that guy's attractive and I should go talk to him, and instead just go talk to them.
Which is kind of.
And that's hard.
When I'm feeling good as I was that night, which is kind of what I was doing. Just kind of talking to everybody and not trying to think too much about it. I don't know.
I need to get better at that. I think I just get annoyed at people so fast when I go out, because sometimes I feel that I'm not in a situation to get to know someone well. So why would I waste my time when I could be doing something else? But it's not a waste of time.
Well, it's just kind of where, if you don't put yourself in those situations, you're less likely to meet somebody or to meet somebody that you're right. compatible with. But it doesn't have to be literally going to a bar. It could be, right. you know, learning how to snowboard and you become friends with somebody in the class, or you make friends on the bus on the way to the slopes.
That's my goal for next year.
Yeah. or, I don't know, joining a book club, joining a bowling league, any of these things.
Bowling. I'm going to become a pro bowler. I don't know how to ski. I'm sure it is exactly the same. But when you are snowboarding and skiing, you have to lean into going down the mountain in order to control what you're riding. So you,
and you're gonna wipe out a couple
you're
times.
Gonna wipe out.
And you're if you're anything hurt. Like me, when I was learning, I'm much better. Fast forward a few years. But oh my God, I went full throttle down the hill, right into the trees, had to be plucked out of the trenches by my very sweet friends multiple times, not once, like a few days of just tumbling and trying to figure myself out. Maybe I should have taken a class. I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily went about it the best way, but it does make for a good story these days. And, you know, I'm proud of where I'm at now.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to learn, though. You just got to throw yourself into it. And yeah, that's the hardest part, is you have to, it's in your nature to want to slow down, but you can't, and you have to lean into it or speed up or have the confidence to know that you have hopefully the technique down, and then you just go.
Technique is important when you're learning, so that you can become, you develop those natural muscles, right? I mean, think about this in skiing and snowboarding, but think about this outside of that too, this metaphor that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You're thinking so much about it, but then eventually you just get to a point where hopefully you're doing it.
Muscle memory.
Yeah.
So when you hit on guys, tell us how you use your muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
Or girls, whoever you hit on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, thanks for listening. Make sure you give us a thumbs up and write a good review. Follow us on socials at The Unfit Pod.
We'll see you next time.
Peace out.
I'm so ready to buy into the ski, snowboard, Shaka lifestyle.
Oh, Shaka?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, I had to think about it.
Shaka and not
Sriracha. I was kind of drunk and saying that as a joke when I said it, but I knew it would stick.
It did stick.
So now I do the Shaka sign, the Shaka shake, and I say Sriracha.